The top stories this morning. The government has bounced back in the opinion polls this morning with two separate surveys showing Labor closing the gap on the coalition. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has recorded a 7-point jump in personal popularity, while Labor is level with the coalition on a two-party preferred basis. Both polls show that Labor's primary vote has risen. It's encouraging news for the government, but the primary vote increase is within the poll's 3% margin of error. New South Wales police expect to charge more people over Saturday's violent protest in Sydney against an anti-Islamic film. They've set up a task force to review surveillance and media footage of the protest. Six protesters have been arrested and charged over the violence. One of them remains in custody after being refused bail. The Northern Territory coroner will today hand down findings into an Aboriginal death in custody in Alice Springs. Kumanjay Briscoe died alone in a cell earlier this year after being taken into protective custody for being drunk. An inquest held in June heard that police breached procedural policy by dragging Mr. Briscoe along the floor and not seeking medical treatment for a bleeding head wound. And in tennis, Australia has lost its Davis Cup tie against Germany, with Bernard Tomic and Leighton Hewitt losing in straight sets in the singles rubbers. Spain and the Czech Republic will contest the Davis Cup final after both countries won their semis.